All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Oilers Nation Radio, presented by the Nation Network. Subscribe for free on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Thank you, Lisa. It is Tuesday, March 5th. Leading up to the trade deadline, March 8th, deadline day fast approaching.
We've got a whole lot to get to on the Tuesday episode of ONR. Bag Milk, Rick, Tyler, Liam, Dan, gang's all here. Lots to get to, so there's no time to waste. Tyler, let's think of our delicious debate. Are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Do you have a topic?
I actually kind of have two.
All right. Let me do this plug then.
I'm glad I'm sitting down.
Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy team this year. Thanks to our friends at Daily Faceoff at dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. For those of you who smoke the competitions, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Now, I don't know who wrote this copy, but I feel like I have team building skills. I don't have Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor skills, but I do have team building skills, I feel like. Thankfully, I downloaded the Wendy's app and I scored myself 150 bonus points on my first order and grabbed the sweet, sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never frozen beef.
Also, they have a deal on right now, I think, with their chicken nuggets, where it's like six nugs for $3.50.
Nugs for $3.50. You could go ahead and get 24 nugs, and that is four times the price.
In this economy,
$14.
$14. $14.96. Final answer.
$13.96.
Fuck.
DailyFaceoffSurvivor.com. How's everybody doing this week? I lost game one.
Just on that topic, my junior high math teacher DM'd me on Instagram because there was an Oilers Nation clip going around where I did some math correctly. And she was like, wow, that's great math. Wonder who taught you that. And I had to reply and be like, actually, it's one of the longest running bits that I don't know how to do math. So I really hate to tell that to you.
Listen, you're not a very good teacher.
Yeah.
We have hundreds of hours of audio that prove that. So watch your mouth.
Yeah. Anyways, delicious debate time, gentlemen. Part one of the delicious debate. We kind of heard some rumblings earlier this week that the Calgary Flames were offered a first round pick and a roster player for Cody Ceci. For Chris Tanev. They likely ultimately decided to go with the Dallas Stars package.
Idiot.
I know. Question one, would you have been okay with the Oilers trading the first and CeCe for Chris Tanev, even though he's a pure rental?
Yes.
I would have, yeah. I think that Tanev is exactly what our top four needs right now. He's an upgrade on CeCe. You could have dumped that contract, full rip, no holding back any money. Gets him off the books for next year as well. I think it's a fair value. Plus, that first round pick is going to be 32nd overall anyway. So, yeah, I would have been good with that.
Yeah, the more I think about it, I do lament not getting a Tanev in. I just think that he's the kind of prototype of a player that would have stepped in and said his piece if he felt like something wasn't right there too. So I just think that, yeah, the Oilers need to bring in somebody that's got that just a little bit of just enough experience to be able to come in and say what they see is wrong with this team right now defensively, or that the team needs help with defensively. I think Tanev would have done that for them.
I think he can actually defend. And the Oilers, that pairing specifically, like they moved Vinny back up with Nurse the other night against
Pittsburgh.
Against Pittsburgh. So like Tanev can actually defend. So did they miss out on a guy who's better at keeping the pucks out of that? Yeah, it sucks.
The only thing I'll say, so I would have been okay with that trade. I understand why Conroy would not have wanted to do it. I'm a little old school that way. I don't want to deal with that, you know, the devil like that either. So, but if there's one thing to be said about not making that trade is very rarely is the biggest name, the name within the biggest spotlight end up being the best trade, right? I mean, you go back last couple of years and here's the number one defenseman out there and it just doesn't really work out. So I'm not terribly, terribly upset we didn't get it. I would have been okay with it, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of days.
I think another layer to this, I would have probably been okay with this. Well, I definitely would have been okay with it, but is Cody Ceci really worth nothing?
Apparently.
No. I just don't get it. No. Like, I don't think he's great by any means, but like for him to be a pure cap dump when all he's done the past three seasons, good or bad, playing our top pair in defense, to trade him to have to add him to a first round pick to get Tanev seems really crazy to me.
But
I get it. I understand everything around it, but it's just like we just saw Labushkin go for a third, and I know the cap's involved in that and everything, but it's like really Cody Ceci is just a cap dump now.
I don't necessarily agree with that just because I think that Ceci would be the, like, it's money in, money out. You don't want to have one of those two guys sitting on your popcorn alley doing nothing at that dollar amount. So I think it just made sense to send him out the door. I think that if they sent CC out the door, they would have had to still bring in another depth defenseman after that. So
I just think it made sense to me given how what teams are paying to get rid of cap dollars everywhere else.
It's the time of year too, right? Like in the summer, I think maybe you can dump CC at the draft to some team for like a fourth or a fifth round pick. But right now, everyone knows contenders are trying to shed money. So they're going to.
Yeah,
I just even think of like when the Leafs traded Marlowe and they had to pay a first just to get rid of him with nothing coming back outside of the cap space. But CeCe has the other year on year on his contract. It's 3.25. He's a serviceable player, but like
3.25 is not too much for Cody CeCe.
It's not.
Cody CeCe fits.
Tanev is the better player.
Oh, no doubt about it.
That's fine.
But then when
I think it's a bad move by Calgary
second at the draft, the others are going to look stupid.
I agree. That was a bad move by Connery not to do it. Like I told you, like I'm old school here, so I'm okay with like don't deal with the devil. I get that.
I don't think it was Connery. I bet it was above him, Murray Edwards.
Well,
because like to me, he's already made two trades with the Canucks in division. What's the difference?
Fair.
And to that point too, it came out from Frank yesterday that management has stepped in and stopped the Markstrom trade. So what is going on in Calgary?
Well, Conroy. Yeah. It was Don Maloney and potentially ownership who were like, no, you're not doing this.
Another angle on the Cody Ceci thing that's interesting, and take it for what it's worth, Elliot Friedman was on Spit and Chicklets and he said, and I quote, "It would not surprise me if some of the players, the Oilers that is, had said internally we would prefer if Cody Ceci stayed," which is fine, but like ultimately...
But are you talking, are they just saying, hey, we want him to stay, don't trade him? Are they saying like a lateral move? We don't really want a lateral move.
I don't think that's lateral at all.
No. But you know what I'm saying though? Like we'd rather have him here than somebody in the realm of what he can do. If you're going to go out and do the Ekholm over Barry type of move from last year, we're all in. But if it's just going to be some guy who's, you know, a little bit better and a little bit worse and a little bit better and a little bit worse, then we'd rather keep the guy we already have.
Maybe, but
and you already know what you have, so maybe you're better off dealing with the, you know, dealing with what you know.
I guess I would say though that, do you want to win or do you want to have your friends around? Because last year, if you look at the numbers, second against Vegas, the Nurse CC pairing at 5-on-5 gave up 5-1. Against Colorado the year before, it was 6-1. So do you want to win or do you want your buddies around?
And I think last year at this time, there probably would have been guys in the room who were like, oh, we don't want why are you trading Tice? Why are you trading Tyson Berry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think if you were to ask him now, they'd be like, oh shit. Yeah. That made a ton.
But there was a serious upgrade in terms of the player there, right?
Yeah, you're right. It was easier to see the Hawks.
So I think if you took a season and you added like an Ekholm or whatever, you're talking an obvious better player.
Is it just me that I think Tanev is significantly better than CeCe?
I think he is.
Significantly better?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we would have seen, and this is just obviously me just making it up as I go, but I do believe that we would have felt the same way, similar to the Ekholm versus Berry transaction after the fact. I don't think it's as necessarily on paper as much of an Ekholm versus Berry.
Were we all in on that trade last year when we did the live episode right as it went on?
I think we were. Once it went down, I was all in.
Yeah, because I think we were all in because it came up progressively, right? It's like we got Ekholm and then the trade came out when we were doing it. I was like, oh, Tyson Berry's gone. But I think eventually everyone was just like, well, this team's way better now. You have Bouchard. And I think that's another layer to it too, that people keep bringing up. It's like, there isn't an Evan Bouchard way in the wings if you just trade out Cody CeCe. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can just replace CeCe like Bouchard replaced Barry. Like, in terms of there isn't that right shot with that potential.
Mm-hmm. What was the second part of the delicious debate?
So the second part of the delicious debate was going to be now that CeCe's gone, or sorry, Tanev, I keep calling him CeCe. Jesus. Frank has a new top 10. So I just thought maybe again, kind of like we did last episode, rip through the top 10 and everyone could go around and say who their favorite target is. So Frank's new top 10 is Gensel, Hanifin, Riley Smith, Sean Walker, Adam Henrique, Tyler Toffoli goes from 44 to 6 on Frank's list. Nick Dowd, Pavel Buchnevich, Frank Vetrano and Anthony Mantha. That's his top 10.
I still like Toffoli more than anybody. I think he's going to be the cheaper addition when it comes to Buchnevich.
He expiring?
Yeah. Okay. And I know they came out today and said, what, they're not shopping him? Well,
why wouldn't you?
Dude, I sat there once watching TV and Nick Saban looked dead into the camera and said, I am the coach of the Miami Dolphins. I don't want to go anywhere else. And within a week, he was the coach of Bama. So I don't really put too much into that. But based on that little list right there, I'm looking at Toffoli because you think he really do what we need in that second line right winger. And the defense thing, I'm still having issues with that one. So I was listening to Low Tide on the way in today. So there was some talk about Walker that I could see maybe being a bit of a help, but you kind of have to, you need Vinny to be able to take a little bit more of a plateful. And I just don't know if we know that he can do that or not right now.
We'll see that tonight, I guess.
Yeah. Like I was surprised to see him playing with Nurse on against Pittsburgh. Like I know I don't think they announced that at all. Like I think even the lineups didn't look that way.
It was midway through.
It was later in the game.
Second,
yeah.
I think that they.
Oh, it was like it was early in the first that they had him out there. Or at least when I noticed it, and yeah, we were definitely in the first period when I noticed it. It could have been like a late line change or whatever. But yeah, I guess I would have liked to see him playing a little bit more earlier the last couple of weeks, so we'd know what we're at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I know you guys can't hear this right now.
Whistling?
I swear Brett Holden is dying when he laughs.
That happens three times a day where it's like, oh my God, what's that noise? Oh, it's Brett laughing.
I feel like we're going to walk out there and there's going to be a man down on the floor one of these times. Anyway.
Anyone else?
Sorry, Dan, go ahead.
I just think that the more I look at these lists and I think of like the value of those players being that first round pick, because that's all that there is available, I just think the Oilers are not going to be in that top 10 list fishing. They're going to be in the top 20, you know, looking at a Tarasenko, looking at a Sealer, like those names where it's just kind of the people that are falling out of favor now. Those are the ones I think the Oilers are going after now. I don't know. Just feels like there's not that many layers to this trade deadline today.
See, I don't think Toffoli is going to be that expensive.
I don't know what his price is.
Well,
and because they didn't even get him for a first round pick, but they had to trade Sharon Govich. So it was like, was the middle ground in that?
But you know? Sharon Govich's value also like wasn't stupid high.
No, it wasn't.
The Flames got caved for taking that deal. And it kind of almost goes back to like the idea of CeCe, right? Like right now, teams know Edmonton wants to move out money. So they're not going to give you anything for Cody CeCe. In the summer, I think they do. And Toffoli, it's almost the opposite where it's like, oh, in the summer, whatever, trade talk's not as spicy. Flames did it for a third and Sharon Govich because they thought they wanted to win. And now it's like, oh, New Jersey, if they're going to move them, they want a first. And it's like, why should you have to give up more for half the season of Toffoli than the Devils did for the full season of
what's
Toffoli?
His contract right now?
Four mil.
So do you think he gets a raise next year?
Yeah. Or is he four or five?
Maybe it's four. I don't think he'll get a raise.
Probably same deal.
Can you fit? That's tough. I'm like, can you try and fit Toffoli into next year's cap then?
You could. He's going to get a raise. 26 goals in 60 games. I think he's going to get a raise.
But he's also 33.
Yeah.
Basically dead.
I don't see it.
Pretty much.
I just think like a guy who can put the puck in the net like that, somebody's going to pay too much for it.
Yeah, maybe even like a team like Chicago.
Yeah, like, I mean, Chicago paid $4 million for Corey Perry. Like, you don't think Chicago would pay?
But why does he want to go there? Like, Chicago can't win. Ottawa can't win. Why not? Like,
he's already got his rings.
Does he have enough? Can you ever have enough?
You can never have enough, but I just think like, hey,
once you got one,
you're 33 years old. You got toes to dead.
You got toes to fill up. Secure
the bag. Generational wealth. Let's fucking boogie. Nice deal in Chicago at like $6 million because they'll flip him at the deadline for whatever.
They're not flipping anybody, and they brought in everybody this year.
Well, that's because they're all dead.
Every one of them got hurt.
They're all dismantled.
That was crazy at one point, eh?
Contract canceled.
Yep. But like, that's where I think, yeah, Toffoli will get a raise because you have a team like Chicago that they need to get to the cap floor, and they're giving a Corey Perry $4 million in the offseason on a 1-year deal.
Utah's going to be scrambling to try to pull people in to sell tickets, so...
Can't all be sister wives in the stands, you know?
No, no.
That's a good show.
Especially when he just went out really after getting famous and he was like, you know what I need? A fourth wife who's objectively hotter than every other one. It was wild. Anyways, don't ask me why I know so much about the show.
Somebody's got to buy the tickets in Salt Lake City. Yep. That's all I'm saying. You took it a different angle. I'm just saying it was a good show. TLC, The Learning Channel.
What about Buchnevich?
I'd love it because he's got the extra year.
Just, I do, but
the cap hit is 5.8. It's going to be an expensive trade. You got to send money out. Like I heard Frank talking about potentially having Fogle as a cap dump option. I read that yesterday and I go, well, why are we trading Fogle now?
Korea,
and you kind of have to. If you're going to go chase Buchnevich, don't
you? Yeah, but you're going to get him for an extra year. You're going to get him for an extra year where Fogle's not going to be here next year.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm fine with it if that's part of it, but it's just, you got to make that money work somehow.
But also if your focus is on making this year's team as good as possible, cup or bust this year, like part of the benefit of going and getting a guy in the top six right now for me is that it shifts other pieces down, right? Like you can then move Draisaitl back to the second line center because he's got a running mate there. And then it moves a piece to the third line, which moves a piece to the fourth line. And everything's a little bit more solid. If you acquire Buchnevich, but you have to give up Fogle, no denying that's a massive upgrade, but your depth still sucks.
Yeah, your depth isn't getting
better. You're still playing both Derek Ryan and Connor Brown every night. And I don't think a team that wants to win a Stanley Cup can be playing both Derek Ryan and Connor Brown every night.
Why not?
Well, because they can't score.
Disagree. Connor Brown has goals. Or Derek Ryan has goals. Connor Brown
picked
has
the wrong
goals.
One there.
Connor Brown has aspirations of scoring goals.
He has dreams of goals.
Yeah.
That's it. We're doing a goal draft. Right?
I bet you even in his dreams, he's just like ringing them off the post. He's like,
could you imagine? He's in a breakaway in his dream and he fucking.
See, I don't think he's trying too hard. I don't think he's going out of his way to try and get that goal because we've seen him with empty netters and he's not firing towards the net to get that monkey off the back. I know obviously you don't like he's not going to like the situation he's in right now, but I think he's more focused on making sure the rest of his game is important. Like his goal total, yes, obviously it's going to stand out, but he needs to make sure his game is quality from start to finish.
His game is currently a man who exists. I called him fancy. I called him fancy Leonard Petrel, and Leonard Petrel
does some blue collar stuff. He does some blue collar stuff out there. He just can't score.
Well, I think he should try harder to score.
Yeah, one would be nice.
I was leading the charge of the anti Tobias Ryder, whatever his name was back in the day. So I really can't stand up for Connor Brown too much, but I think Connor Brown's doing a lot more.
As long as management throws him under the bus and gives us a t-shirt quote, that's all I care about.
I think he's doing a lot more than Toby ever did for us.
I don't know about that.
He's a good penalty killer.
So was Toby Ryder.
I don't think he was.
I don't remember his penalty killing ability.
Toby Reader was
visualizing him in my head is like, I don't think he would have been a penalty killer.
I remember the game that Toby Reader had two shorties against the Oilers the year before.
Oh yeah.
Bob Nicholson said it. We were like one Toby Reader goal away from being able to turn that thing around.
He was like, hey, listen, it would have been a dynasty if Toby Reader would have scored six times that 1 year. Ah.
Hey, those six goals, man, make him the overtime goal or the tire up there. You never know.
Yep.
So there's your delicious debate. Who in Frank's top 10 do you like? And would you have traded a first in CC for Tanev? Double dipping.
Can you leave Toby Reed is only 31?
No, he's not.
Still available.
He's 31.
Where does he play now?
Sweden.
Växjö?
Växjö.
Fuck yeah.
He has
Joel Pettersson.
Is that just a guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only team I know in Sweden. Växjö. Yeah. The Lakers.
Oh, and Kevin Lowe's son plays on the team. Yeah,
Keegan Lowe.
Listen, there's still time for him to play 200 NHL games, which then would cause, I think, Wanya to have to pay Jay $100. I don't remember.
That is that their bet that he would never play 200 games?
Something like that.
Keegan Lowe?
Yeah.
And let me guess, Jay was overly optimistic about a big physical defenseman from Western Canada?
Probably.
He played four games.
Right. But Keegan didn't, like...
So there's 196 to go.
Keegan didn't even want to be here.
He was in Carolina.
He didn't like the pressure?
Yeah, he didn't want to be in his dad's fucking shadow or whatever.
He got drafted by the Hurricanes.
Well, yeah, because he did not want to be drafted by us. We picked him up later as more of a AHL type of player than he
always signed him.
It's like, I always find it funny that Paul McCartney's son is in a band. Like, bro, what are you doing? Your dad was a Beatle. Shut it down.
I always remember my other job, the sports staff's job. I looked up Trevor Gretzky's scouting report the year he was a prospect, and it was good, nothing. Bad, the fundamentals of baseball. And it was like, and it was just skewered him. But you know what? You can't go to hockey. So what the hell are you going to do? You got to go play another sport. Then he ended up playing football. I think he was at that prep school with Will Smith's.
Ty Gretzky?
Or no, other one. That's Trevor Gretzky. Yeah. Never mind. I got it mixed up. Yeah. I'm getting all the Gretzky kids mixed up, but yeah, baseball, Trevor Gretzky had a horrendous scouting report.
Can't even pick up golf. Cause DJ's in the family too. Yeah. You know,
you're half decent at golf. And it's like, are you shitting me? Ooh, Bag Milk's ringtone is such a banger.
that was a minute at Little Brick that we all had ringtones going. And
I get, you know what? Honorary Cole Performer is the fucking volume of robocalls I get these days.
Oh, the worst.
They're those ones that kind of look like your own phone number.
Yep.
So you feel like you got to pick them up?
Nope.
No, I'm
not. If it doesn't have a name to it, I'm not picking it up.
I just don't answer my phone anymore unless I know who it is.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the guy that called me this morning and yelled at me for calling him. And that wasn't me.
Well, I'll stop calling him.
Yeah, it was one of those.
Why'd you answer?
One of those cloned scam calls. Oh. I answer every phone call, Rick.
No chance.
I answer
them. No, I can't do it either. Mm-mm. But what I can do is I can read something verbatim. For a limited time only, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. That's 25% off of $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. If you're going outside and you're trying to download it from a fax machine, you're not going to work. NATION25. Don't forget, code NATION25, 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms do apply. That was not verbatim. I riffed in the middle of it. Shout out to DoorDash.
Freestyle.
I want to look back, gentlemen. A couple of games last weekend, a couple of dubs, a couple of big wins. And now I need you to tell me who delivered for our friends at DoorDash. Coming down at the end of the line, I see Nation Dan. He is Googling. He is searching. He is perusing the data. But who delivered?
I think he's the one who predicted. Daniel. I think he's the one who predicted we lose the first game too.
Did you? I did predict that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I am the one contrarian on the panel that is comfortable with saying that we might lose a game here or there.
Nope.
You know what? Like, I know it's a cop out, but I'm going to give it to the whole team. That game against Pittsburgh was. was complete. It was just like, it was what we wanted and what we've been asking for and know that this team is capable of on every given night. And they just decimated and dismembered the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Also, well, the Pittsburgh Penguins are complete shit.
Well, he just took all the players.
Yeah, that's fair. I know. But just like, I think I've more than anybody have been screaming about like our first period efforts, our second period efforts. And God damn it. They were like, they took their soul and they took it from them easily. It was awesome.
Liam, you have to think. You have no players to choose from.
Can't pick any players.
Who delivered for our friends at DoorDash?
Oh boy. So no players. Well, I'll pick one player. Mm-hmm. Say Ryan McLeod. Thought he had a really good game against Pittsburgh. Nice Connor McDavid-like goal. Most would think he's just McDavid from the skating. But he liked to bank one off someone's head too.
I love that play has started to take off in the NHL. It's just like, there's a tiny little window in there and guys are just banking it off.
How angry do you think the goaltenders are getting?
Oh yeah. So we're taking it right in the ear too.
Yeah. And it's like your head just moves out of the way just slightly and you've made a mistake, man. That's gotta be hard.
It's It's almost like players and shooters intrusive thoughts have won. Like, oh, what should I do? I should shoot it really hard off the goalie's head just to see what happens. And it works. So like, oh, shit.
Well, what's going to be interesting is we had a question in the mailbag on Monday about that play where, you know, goalies are down in the butterfly and they're going over. I wonder what the adjustment's going to be, because at some point they're going to have some kind of adjustment.
There's not much, man. Like, he's below the goal line. You need to be hugging the post there. Yeah. That's just what you do.
Or you got to face
and there's
stick your face right in it.
There's got to be something, because that's just the way you play it. And if you get too much of that post, then all of a sudden you're worried about the wraparound and whatever can happen the other way.
I'm going to say goalies are going to design wings on the side of their helmet. I was just
thinking that.
You the old Craig Ludwig
sideways.
The Craig Ludwig shin pads.
Something. They got to do something.
Yeah. There's a red button on the stick when it looks like it's going to happen. And the wings just kind of like those dinosaurs.
Yeah. The dinosaur Jurassic from Park. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Or they're just a really wide mask.
Either
just
one.
Take
either
what one. Patrick Waugh used to do with the little neck guard and just make it like two times as big and it's up. They're going to do something.
You know, the goalies are going to do something. There's going to be fuckery afoot. Tyler, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
I'm going to go with the goalies. They've been kind of under a microscope for about 2 to 4 weeks, somewhere in that range. And Stuart Skinner had a string of starts where he struggled
above 940.
Yeah.
Last three starts.
And then Calvin Pickard had a bunch of starts where he was still only giving up 3 goals, but a portion of the fan base was all over him being like, he stinks.
He did look like he was fighting the puck a little bit. Those other games there, not playing as bad as they were saying, but did look like he was fighting him. But last game he looked great.
Yeah. I thought they both had really, really good performances. And I mean, you beat Pittsburgh probably with anybody in net, so whatever, but Skinner specifically to go 3 straight games, 940 or better. That's legit.
Rick, for our friends at DoorDash, who delivered for you?
He's done it before and he's doing it again. He's been doing it the whole time he's been here, but it's Corey Perry. He's filling that role that we need to be filled by him. Right. So whoever we bring in the next day or two or three or whatever it is, if they can come in and fill the hole the same way Corey Perry is doing what he's doing for us, I think we're laughing.
Corey Perry, 4 goals, 2 assists, 6 points, 15.
Did you see him score that goal? And the dude didn't smile.
Well, he didn't do nothing. It from Cody Ceci. That's why.
Well, Cody Ceci went.
No, I'm talking to that. Is that if they got past him, that would have been like the back of Cody Ceci's skate. He was ahead of Corey Perry at the time.
Cody Ceci's a finisher. He also got a goal that game.
Right? He sniped it too.
Here's great a fun shot. Fact. Go Cody Ceci has 6 points in his last 5 games against the Boston Bruins.
Bruins killer.
You chasing him? You chasing the juice tonight?
I might. He has more points than Hyman, Kane, and Nuge.
You go to every team in their division. You're like, look at if you want to go against the Bruins, here's your guy.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, you want him back?
They should take him back. For our friends at DoorDash, Zach Hyman.
Oh.
10 goals in his last 8 games. He's got 42 on the season. I don't know if you know this, fair listener, but before he got to Edmonton, his career high in points was 41.
Huh.
Liam, does he have more goals than that this year?
I believe so, yes.
Well, rascal.
Worst contract in NHL history.
Worst contract in NHL history.
No, that dude even came out the other day and made a little bit of a joke. He's like, best contract ever, just like I've always said.
Well, my favorite part is he finally deleted that tweet after years of getting dunked on, and now the screenshots just keep circling because internet.
And like almost made it worse because now he's not even getting the engagement bump off it.
Yeah, man. True. Pull it together. So Zachary Hyman, I salute you, sir.
CC's plus 650 to score today.
That's free money.
Browns plus 500.
Our friends at Bet9, they got that juice run for them, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Plus 650. You take it every time. Make a donation to Bet99, why don't you?
3,300 if you get him as the first goal scorer.
Okay, now we're talking. Oilers have now won 4 in a row. Those 4 wins, gentlemen, have moved them into second place in the Pacific Division. As we speak today, March 5th at 1:41 p.m. prior to tonight's game against the Bruins, 3 points up on Vegas with 3 games in hand. Now, if I can take you back to December 20th, if you don't mind.
Please do.
The Oilers were in 6th place in the Pacific Division, 20 points behind the first place Vegas Golden Knights.
So you missed a show there a couple of Fridays ago because you were ill.
Yes, I had a sickies.
And I believe somebody reached out to Tyler. I don't remember his DM or his talk Lance, to him.
Yeah.
But said he owes me an apology because back then I was saying, you know, still first place in division.
You were.
Now it's legit.
possible. Have you guys moved above 65% or whatever it was in the Oilers' chances of making the playoffs? As far as I remember, Rick and I were at 100%.
It's true.
65 is still above 50-50. So I was confident to an extent.
That's a solid D grade.
Yeah, I mean, with the top spot in the division, like, again, they control their own fate, which is wild to say that right now. The other thing, dude, like, Vegas by points percentage is now below the LA Kings in the division. The Kings are 1 point back with two games in hand. So it has been wild to see the fall off of the Vegas Golden Knights here as of late. They've lost like four of their last five. They only have two wins in their last 10. It's crazy.
There's five of us here. Who thinks the Oilers get first in division?
I said,
well, I'm in. Well, yeah. Damn it, I'm in. We got three hands up.
You guys are still
the doubters. The Oilers Nation Everyday Boys. They're just a bunch of sour, sad sacks.
I want to be wrong, but I think Vancouver is just going to find that way again.
I think Vancouver's slipping.
So do I.
How long are they going to slip for? They've been so good all season.
Well, their PDO is starting to normalize now.
Yeah. Look at the Oilers. Look at the Oilers in opposite, though.
Sorry?
Look at the Oilers in opposite.
I think it's easier to get better than it is to get worse.
I don't know about that.
When you're one of the best teams in the league,
I think it's much better, easier to get shit.
It's harder to keep.
But in the sense of like where Edmonton were, they couldn't get any worse. Vancouver was so high that they were going to get worse. But like, I don't know. I think Edmonton climbing up was, I don't know if easy is the right term, but it was more likely than Vancouver falling off so drastically.
How many? We're at four in a row right now, right?
Yeah.
Because I said on Friday, I still think we do another 5-6-7 gamer.
Because here's where I think Vancouver is going to fall off, and this is not disrespectful to Thatcher Demko. He's a hell of a goalie. Currently, their 5-on-5 save percentage is 941.
That's hefty.
That's just not going to happen the whole stretch.
Yeah.
It's just not.
And Vancouver is never, a lot of their youth has never played in games like this. There's a lot riding on every game now. They were free and wheeling at the beginning of the season. Well, expectations very low.
And we have Stanley Cup very high.
We have Stanley Cup champion Corey Perry on our side.
Exactly.
Canucks are 26-3.
Three Hart Trophy winners, Liam.
The Canucks are 26-3 at home. And basically their entire match schedule is at home.
They are 26-3.
Oh,
that's what I said.
I heard 26-3, not 20-6-3.
26-3.
No?
20-6-3.
2006.
We'll see. They've got tough games. They have LA next, and they have Vegas on the road. And then they come home and play Winnipeg, Colorado, Washington.
That's not easy.
I don't know.
That's not easy.
No, it's not. But the Oilers play the Bruins tonight too. Yep. Like, I don't know. I think it was just.
Oh, there's 3-0 in their last five years in Boston.
It'll come down to that final game in Vancouver.
They played Toronto last night. And I think it was in Toronto. So I think they traveled too.
Oh, they beat Toronto last night.
Yeah, they did play last night.
In Toronto?
I don't know.
I think it was Toronto.
Yeah, they played in. And so they had to travel and cross the border.
A whole Takes customs. Time.
Vegas Takes just time. Lost to Buffalo and Columbus. So you can lose to just about anybody. I think the Vancouver Canucks are falling off. The Edmonton Oilers are coming on. We're winning the division.
Canucks are 5-4-1 their last 10.
And then Tyler did say the other day
he thinks
the winner of our division probably wins the conference as well.
Yeah, if you can catch Vancouver, you can probably get
two banners.
Holy doodle.
If they hang two banners, I'll hang myself by my feet like a vampire from the rafters.
For how long?
They can hang me up there the whole playoff.
Can we throw tomatoes at you?
Just feed me.
No, Rick was going literal with this. He wanted to know how long you were committing to hanging.
I was only like two, three minutes. I'm down with, but we got to hang him out there somewhere.
Yeah. Off the balcony up top?
Hey, this is just like that time SJ Sharky got stuck.
We got a balcony up top we can make this happen from. You know? I'll feed you grips.
But only by lobbing them up.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've seen
handfuls of Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ooh, pistache. I'm big on the pistache train right now.
Well, who can afford a big bag of pistache, though?
You know, this economy.
Subscribe to my Foot Finder page so I too can afford big bags
of pistache. The Costco bag's $20. You just gulp, do it, and you got like 2 weeks of nuts.
2 weeks?
It's a big bag.
You gulp, you do it.
I get it sometimes.
And you got 2 weeks of nut.
2 weeks of nut is a big load to handle.
Yeah.
Kennedy's game next week is going to be good.
I have got three bets for you, gentlemen. from our friends at Bet99. Number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. 19 plus, play responsibly. Not available to persons in Ontario. Dan, if you go to Ontario.
I don't know anybody in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. I've got three bets for you. Tyler,
mm-hmm.
Tell me which of these three you prefer. Again, these are all on Bet99.
I'm dialed in.
Oilers in regulation plus 120.
Mm-hmm.
Oilers money line minus 125. David Pastrnak and Connor McDavid both to register one plus assist at plus 170. I'm giving you three options. Which is going to make you the most money?
Well, the one
obviously the one which makes the most money is the last one.
But what's the best chance of hitting?
I like Edmonton regulation.
Ooh, David Pastrnak's coming off a 3-assist night against the Leafs and has 6 assists in his last 5 games. I'm chasing the juice. The plus 170.
Plus 170. Liam, you got three options. Which one are you taking? Which one's the best chance of winning you a little bit of money?
I might miss the first two.
Oilers and Reg at plus 120.
120.
Oilers money line minus 125.
Minus 125.
They are favored.
Oilers money line is minus. Oh, money line. Yeah, I'll go money line. I didn't know when you said
classic win.
Yep. Win and you're in.
Dan, what do you got? Which of my three bets? Bag Milk's bets.
Smart money would say you don't go with Tyler's because it's the riskiest option. The other option of taking the Oilers straight up is bad because the Bruins like to lose in overtime. So I'm going to take the Oilers to win.
So just classic money line. Rick, what do you got?
Regulation.
Ooh, Oilers and Reg plus 120. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the puck line paying out? Do we have that info?
I don't have that in front of me.
Ah.
You can
what happened if I
plus 120 on Reg, probably like plus 160.
What if I happen to take that regulation and I add it to Tyler's? Because that
now
might be
chasing.
Where you want to go.
Now we're chasing. I'm going to go with the Pastrnak McDavid bet. Plus 170.
Risky business.
A little bit of risky business. Sometimes you got to.
Hey, yeah. Oh, fair enough. Foot five.
With their backup goaltender?
Who
disappeared last night?
He's tired.
They couldn't find him.
Who do we get? We get Swayman or we get the other guy?
Allmark.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't on the bench mysteriously yesterday. Oh. Betting odds on Bet99, minus 200. He be pooping.
Yeah, he caca.
He was gone for a long time, though.
He was pulling a Roberto Luongo.
Like, he was gone for the majority of the game, and then he came back out for the goalie hug.
You fire up TikTok. You're just sitting there.
I get lost.
You get lost.
And you're like, oh my God, I've been here for 45 minutes. And then he's sitting there in the room. You're like, I was supposed to be doing something.
Like, your cheeks just got those lines on both sides, you know?
That happens.
Come on. Caca waits for no man.
It's true. It's like tequila.
Sometimes. Anyway, there's some betting talk for our friends at Bet99. We're all chasing the juice. Dan going with the classic win. Please bet responsibly, provided that you're a 19 plus and do not live in Ontario. Right? Good. Top tier customer service. Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with Georges St-Pierre and Olivier Aubin Mercier.
Mm. There's a name on there you will recognize. I mean, not that you don't recognize GSP.
I was going to say GSP.
Georges
Larocque.
Georges Larocque.
Georges.
And F1 Montreal, the Canadian Grand Prix.
The what, sorry?
The Grand Prix.
They're a proud sponsor?
Proud sponsor of F1 in Montreal.
Oh, I see. I thought you were like reading off people and then you were like, and also the Montreal Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Grand Prix.
You thought we were sending you to the Montreal Grand Prix, didn't you, buddy?
Well, they might send us.
That would be nice if Bet99, if you're listening.
Bet99, we'd love to go to the Canadian Grand Prix.
I'm just saying we'll cover our show and start interviewing people from Formula One on behalf of Bet99.
Rumor has it, Max Verstappen's already won the race.
Yeah, what's the battle for boring looking like? Yeah. What we're all clamoring for.
Yeah. There was a moment in the race on Saturday morning where they showed Max coming out of fucking pit row and they go, we swear this is not a practice session. There are other people on the track. Just because they had the wide shot and there was no one to be found.
Is this the car? Is it him or is it both?
It's him.
But like you think it's both. He can just jump in. He'd do better.
It's both.
I think he's the best racer. I think it's both because the two cars aren't exactly the same. Like on the team, like Perez's car will be a little bit different. Like Max's car is more bumped than clearly, but to be able to do that, like it does take a good racer as well.
Of course. So I just like, do you think he would do the same results if he and Checo swapped cars?
It's kind of like the Zach Hyman, Connor McDavid argument. Is Hyman just doing this because he's with McDavid? No. Because if that was the case, everyone would do it.
I would say yes. Good point. I think he'd be a little bit more competitive, but I still think he'd win.
He's just this is not close.
No,
he's winning by
last one by 32 seconds.
Yeah, I was gonna say
in F1 that might be 3 days.
He's winning by north of 20 seconds.
But F1 has always had this. They've always had this.
But Michael Schumacher never won by this. That's by 30 seconds.
Not he every
won
a race,
fuck ton, not but not race. By this distance. But and there are different rules back then.
But most of the races,
back and there are different rules there. Ferrari could spend all the money they wanted to back then.
Yeah.
And then they had the different pit stops because he had a different amount of gas. You didn't have to take all the same damn tires.
You ever watched those different videos then. Too, where they also had to shift down here, like crazy. Just bananas, no halo. Everybody,
well, now it's just right here.
There were certain corners at certain racetracks they wouldn't have good camera connection, so you'd just lose the feed during the race. Like it was wild stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's what people are paying for.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. My favorite was in F1. My favorite is the sponsors. Like we're just talking about the fine folks at Bet99 there, but like I was watching the race on Saturday morning and Lewis now has sponsored gloves by Richard Mille, where there's a fake watch on the outside of his gloves. So when he's driving, you just see a fake watch.
Why is it going to be a fake watch? He's got enough money. He can put it, or is it like,
he should ball hard in a real watch.
No, cause if it's Kaner's a real watch, got
two.
Yeah, but it could be too heavy.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering about the aerodynamics of it.
Also, if that thing comes off, you are never going to see it again. Like it's going to take.
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. Well,
for some reason I think he's got the cash for another one.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about going that fast and having a watch come on.
That was crazy.
Anyway, there's your F1.
You'll only be able to see what just happened on the video, which now premieres live on YouTube, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday morning, this show will premiere live.
Do you know that YouTube started out as a dating site, Liam?
I did not.
What?
Yeah.
This episode's going to air on Saturday morning.
No, this one will air today.
Or today?
Today's Tuesday.
Well, I guess there's not really any... We're not really previewing the game, so I suppose I could
preview. We'll do a little preview.
Just
a little taste.
Just, maybe I will preview it today. But Friday's episodes will preview Saturday mornings.
And in the meantime, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to bring Waz on in, teach him a little something.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We got Waz in here. We're going to do... Can you clear that up for me?
Every time you hesitate, I'm like, did he forget the name of the segment?
Come on. It's a pregnant pause. It's for the dramatic effect. Tyler, you think you're in showbiz, baby. This segment, can you clear that up for me?
Oh, there we go.
Proudly presented by our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Waz, you ever been to the Aerial Park?
Probably once. I don't know. It's a good question.
You mean you don't know?
Have you been up the aerial park? It's a memorable thing.
It's maybe when I was a kid, yeah.
All right, definitely no, was not around when you were a kid.
Answer's no.
Was it's only it's one. Only been around a lot. Was
might have done this.
Well, <He's so> opening May 31st. It's family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and all new mini golf. I think we should do a team mini golf.
Yes.
You know.
Down.
I'm still riding the high of my hole in one from Tiger Woods' golf.
It's understandable.
Down in Arizona. I'm ready to play. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on hill events all summer long. Was it's time for, can you clear that up for me?
All right. All right. My first one up here is clear this up for me. Where does Evan Bouchard rank among the top defensemen in the league? For example, some still discredit him and say, well, he's a defenseman who can't play defense. And I just feel that's false. So, yeah, clear that up for me. Where does Evan Bouchard rank among the top defensemen in the league?
Evan Bouchard is going to be in the top five of Norris candidates.
He'll probably be. Yeah, he'll get Norris.
If not higher,
maybe not to win the Norris. I don't see that happening, but like top three votes for sure. So he's a top 10 defenseman in the league.
He is currently sixth in points amongst defensemen in the NHL, sandwiched right in between Victor Hedman and Josh Morrissey. So, you know, I think he is. How many true top pairing defensemen are there in the NHL?
Maybe 9 to 12 ish. And that 12 might be a little bit high.
That's for sure.
I think he's one of the, without a doubt, one of the top 32 D-men in the NHL. I think he's in the top 20. I think you can make a very good argument for him to be in the top 15, but he's somewhere in that range for me. So I think he, because of how good of a season he's having offensively, he could very easily finish in the top five in Norris voting. Do I think he's a top five D-man in the league? No. Do I think he's a top 10 D-man in the league? I still don't think so, but he's really, really damn good.
I'd say based on his ability to produce points, which is elite in that position, it kind of puts him a top 10. I think that he's not going to be a perfect defenseman probably ever, but the way he can put the puck in the net is incredibly special.
And he's not terrible defensively. Like, nope. Yeah, he had that one bad blunder at the blue line there a couple of games ago. But if you watch against Pittsburgh, yeah, some of the other things, when he's coming back, he's knocking pucks out of the air. He plays a solid defensive game. He's not in the top of the top defensively, but overall, I think he's right up there.
I just think you pick him top. You have to put him in the top 10 of defensemen because he's the best offensive defenseman out there right now. Just pure offensively, he's the best offensive defenseman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah, Cale Makar is still the best offensive defenseman.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's fair. Yep, that's fair. Number one defenseman.
I think there's 15 legit top pairing defensemen in the league.
Is he one of them?
I would say he is one of them. Right. I didn't write down who were the 15, though. Figure that out on your own.
I did watch, for people who are watching on YouTube, you'll see Liam going and counting on his fingers. Mm-hmm.
Next up here is, why is Edmonton's biggest need a top six forward? Sounds silly, I know, but some may suggest that defense is still more of a priority.
Because right now the Oilers are playing Matthias Janmark on the second line right wing.
Because he's awesome.
He is a good man.
Why does Liam hate Janmark?
Why does Liam hate Janmark?
Come on. You can defend him as an NHL player. You can't defend him as a top six winger.
You 100% guys no. are just mean. Mean people.
I think when you add that player to the top six, it shifts people down to where they're supposed to be in the rest of the roster. That's why they need the top six player of the defenseman.
I agree with Rick.
Oh, I thought you were trying to defend Janmark.
No. When you take the player and you plop in the top six, everyone else filters their way down a bit. And when you do that, the top 12 forwards are in a much better place than they are right now.
Rick's bang on.
Well, last week we talked about our rankings for needs. I still think a top four defenseman would do more good than another top six winger, though I do want both.
I would agree. I just think the top six winger is easier to acquire, which also makes it more of the priority than
that. Top four defenseman better be his attribute then.
Because to me now, with Chris Tanev off the board, my priorities would probably shift to pushing all the forwards down one.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yeah, I think that's just the reality is the availability of a top defenseman is lower than the forwards that are available.
Next up here is, clear this up for me. Insiders around deadline day, especially the Friedmans and the Saravalis, will start throwing names out there. And some people think they just make things up. Do insiders do this for clicks, or is that just a silly narrative?
Yeah, Frank makes everything up.
They make it up. Yeah.
What you don't know is that Frank is actually a fiction writer. and everything that he puts out into the universe has been carefully crafted. He's got a bowl of names and topics and teams, and he just reaches into the bowl and grabs one of each, spits out a sentence. All fake.
People know that they can go back and like read and see what these guys said beforehand, right? Like that's the frustrating thing, I think, for everybody. Like, I think a lot of people, when they look back on that, on those moments, and they think what they thought about it, they probably make themselves sound a little smarter too. So,
and just because a trade doesn't happen doesn't mean the trade of one person wasn't going to end up somewhere else. There's so many conversations out there that we have no idea about that. Yeah, just because player B gets traded to team A doesn't mean that he wasn't going somewhere else, or that, you know, things didn't come close over there.
Yeah, I think the other thing too, just knowing Frank as well as I do and having a bit of insight into his process when I'm around him at drafts and stuff, like what he actually puts out there, for it to get to the point where Frank's confident enough to put it out there, he has a ton of background info that he does not share.
Perfect example. Yeah. When I said, hey, Frank, I think Kyler Yamamoto's getting traded, and he told me to fuck myself. He didn't really. No,
he didn't. That was the dog. Not.
But
the,
like, he's got to hear it. Like, and I'm sure Friedman and them are the same way too. But like, just knowing Frank, like, he's got to hear it from three or four good spots before he just runs. And
could you imagine if Frank just went full Eklund, where he's just like, it's an FS5, you know, that guy's getting traded, and it just never happens.
I love whenever we post Frank stuff on TikTok, and like the kids on TikTok who just don't know who he is are like, oh my God. Yeah. Right. GMs talk to this guy on TikTok. And it's like, what?
GMs like legit call him.
Yeah, yeah. I've like, been in the car with him when he has a GM calling him and he puts it on speakerphone.
Like the damn. GM calls him. Like there's strategy for GMs going to these guys in terms of whatever they want to get done in the long run. The fact that it is that surprising to people makes no sense to me. They're human beings.
Yeah.
If you work with these guys for 10, 20 years, you become friends with these guys.
I've asked Frank to just give me a screenshot of what his calendar looks like. And he just has spots in his calendar blocked off just for phone calls. Like every day he's just grinding on the phone, trying to find information. And like Tyler said, the amount that goes to him that doesn't actually go out is probably 95% of it.
Now in a 10-minute phone call, when it comes to one of these GMs, I want to know how much is it hockey? How much of it is like, how's the family? You know, I heard about this golf course. How are the cheesesteaks?
You know,
like,
to keep the rapport.
100%. I'm just curious.
Get to business.
No.
You know,
Frank just picks it up. Are you trading this guy? Bye.
Done. Got work to do. Get off the phone.
All right. I think that's all I got. Perfect.
Bye, Waz.
Bye, Waz. Watch out for the camera.
Waz, schedule in some time at the Aerial Park, would you? I'm going to ask you again in a few months, and I better know that you've absolutely been there. Not I think so. Opens May 31st. Was that not one of the wildest answers ever? I think I have.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've been there. I know I was, because I was scared shitless until I figured out that I wouldn't fall.
But yeah, it's only like 3 or 4 years old now, I think.
Yeah.
Ish.
When he was a small child, Waz went.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just an insane answer.
That's Waz.
A couple of things I want to get to before we get to Dan's 3v3. Picture this for a moment, would you?
Should I close my eyes?
Please. Let me walk you through a scenario.
1 second. I clicked the wrong.
He has not closed his eyes, by the way.
No,
okay, eyes now is closed.
He's Liam. You're driving. It's winter in Edmonton.
Big no hands on the steering wheel. This is ridiculous.
Yep. Free balling. Jesus, take the wheel. Liam gets himself stuck in a snowbank of some kind.
It's happened to me not so long ago.
Is there any chance that when you were stuck in that snowbank or wherever you were, that one Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Zachary Martin Hyman got out of their car to help get you out of that snowdrift?
Yes, this is me. Is this a dream? I don't know what's happening.
Because this happened this week.
Do we know where this happened?
I don't know where this happened.
Because now all of a sudden, was it practice, before practice, before game? Because I'm sitting there going like, does Nuge pick up Hyman on the way? Are they riding in together?
I like to imagine they were carpooling home from the airport after Seattle.
Oh, I didn't even consider that.
Yeah, it was after the Seattle game. Because it came out Sunday morning.
Yeah.
First Saturday of all, there's a couple things like. One, those two carpooling together on their way home.
Do you think they live in a duplex?
Yeah.
One side and one side?
I like to imagine that they have the Rockstar parking right at the Pedway.
Oh, always.
Crossing out in the car, away you go.
No, they're doing the valet service.
Yeah, probably doing valet.
Valet for sure.
We're not there yet.
No, good Lord, no.
We're not there yet. We'll get the Rockstar parking, but 100%. Not the valet.
We'll get there one day.
Anyway, I just thought it was an amazing story going around the other day about, it's like, it reminds me of that old school one where Gilbert Brulé helped Bono with a flat tire.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, and like not even in Vancouver, they're out like on the outskirts or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like, are these two guys? They're in their dress shoes still. How good are you pushing a car in snow and dress shoes?
Pops the jacket off the $6,000 suit, just tosses it into the seats. Like, I got this. Rolls up barefoot. The t-shirt.
Yeah, get barefoot. I like it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't want to get the. You don't want to scuff.
Think they have like.
Oh no.
What do you think? They have a pair of Sorels in the back. With those up to the knees.
Crocs on.
The Sorels up to the knees.
Coming home from the game, they probably changed into something comfier.
I imagine they got the Crocs on. They whip them into sport mode.
Woo.
Hello.
That's how you push that car out of there. You know, I just find it amazing. Nuge Hyman helped someone out of the snow. All I could think about is how surprised. I think that's Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Zach Hyman. No, can't be. Nuge lifts the car over his head because he's now got dad strength. Gently places it back onto the road.
Pretty if that, cool. If that's you and they're about to leave, guys, perhaps have a stick in there. I could have.
It's a quick selfie.
Are you just
at the very least?
Are you just taking what maybe a picture? Hey boys, do you mind like picture. A little yeah. something?
Or are you just kind of lean back while they're moving your car out of the snow and you start snapping photos of them,
trying to get selfies over at the top?
Just like, hey, what's going on, boys? Quick autograph.
Nobody,
make them sign the car because you don't have anything else.
Nobody's Ooh. Asked these two about it either. I've heard like no quotes about this.
I haven't heard
it. But he was like either. Confirmed, like Tony Braun tweet. I was like, yeah, I spoke to him and it was true. But there's like no quote on it or anything. Hmm. Kind of just like a great story that has just
gentlemen.
Been brushed under the rug for whatever reason.
Maybe what they're waiting to do is release it on Oilers Plus and it's going to be a whole little like,
the whole camera
scripted.
Yeah, or maybe they just have
the propaganda.
They got the camera crew in the car behind them. Like, oh, this is good. Get out, get out.
Good stuff going on.
They ran someone off the road and then pulled over. Yeah. And like, hey, can we help you?
I like to picture both of them doing exactly like what Jay does on his way out of the airport, where he stops at the little store, grabs himself a snack, just pull over, and they're eating chips as they're walking over to your stuck car. It's lovely. Nice coconut water. Tastes good. Ask Lee Evans.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to mention before we get to Dan's game is Sam Gagner placed on waivers today.
Mm.
What do we think, gentlemen?
Sad, but not surprising.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
they obviously value Derek Ryan a little bit more because of his PK abilities.
And he's a right-handed centerman.
That's pretty much what Sam does.
I know, but Ryan
maybe less
takes
draws.
More draws and wins. He's like second on the team in draws.
Yeah, but yeah, the PK part was there. I said from the beginning of the season, like if this team has both those guys in your lineup at the same time, things probably aren't going so well. But yeah. At the same time, we're going to bring in a player and money. You got to start shifting things around. So
yeah,
I'd be surprised if he goes to Bakersfield before like Saturday though.
Well, Gregor tweeted that he's in Boston right now with the team.
Yeah.
And then Gregor tweeted, this kind of just helps him. If they do acquire a player on Friday, until Friday, Sam can just go and they don't have to put him through waivers on that day.
Gives you the ability to immediately make
a It's an assumption that they'll make a trade, but it doesn't necessarily mean like something's happening today.
Imminently.
Yeah, yeah. Although, sorry, I don't want to skip ahead too much.
Well, you teased me. Now I need to know.
Okay, this Jake Gensel stuff. So Darren Dreger tweeted out how basically by tomorrow afternoon,
Gensel
could get traded. I'm curious.
When's he ready to play?
Because the Oilers made a move right around that same time.
Well, the Oilers can't afford him if you can kind of like get it down a little bit. Like he's not out of the question.
When does Gensel play?
Week after the deadline, he'll be back.
Yeah. So it says sources say the Penguins
back to training.
I think they said, yeah. Sources say the Penguins are hoping to have a trade in place for Jake Gensel by tomorrow evening. Pittsburgh is open to quality over quantity in return, but would like a first, a young NHL player plus prospects. Flexibility comes in the caliber of prospect or roster player.
First, Borgo.
Janmark.
Borgo might not be enough.
What?
First Borgo and
Janmark.
First Borgo and
they said quality. Fogel? I don't think Borgo's quality. I think they would probably rather take.
I hope they're not listening to this right now.
Sounds very French.
Yeah, I hope they're not listening to this right now.
I think they would rather take a Raphael Lavoie than a Borgo. If they won a guy who's close to being in the NHL and help them potentially next year, Lavoie is the closest guy. It's just interesting because Jake Guentzel obviously makes the Edmonton Oilers better. There is no denying that. But it's also obvious there's about 0% chance he re-signs in Edmonton next year because they simply cannot afford him.
Yes.
So if you go and get him, how much are you willing to spend? Like, would you give up a first Lavoie?
Don't say Janmark.
Holloway.
No.
No.
No, I don't think I would either. But like, what if that's what they say? And it's like, you're the only team that could
call up New Jersey and tell them I want Tyler Toffoli.
You're the best offer. You have given us the best offer on the table and Holloway's involved in whatever regard. And you can get Jake Guentzel and say you get him down to $2 million.
No, before I move Holloway, I would probably want a little insurance out of Guentzel that he's going to stick around.
And
yeah. I mean, and you
probably don't get that right now. So you can't make that trade. I'm looking at Toffoli.
To me, it's like you want pizza, but the only slice available is $1,000. How bad do you want the pizza?
Well, I love pizza. So I probably would pay.
You
how
love
much
it.
How am I?
But how are you now?
Did you say dollars or yen?
When you trade for a player on LTIR, does he come over on LTIR?
I was thinking that. I think he does.
So what happens if he came over? What happens if he came over here and you're like, and our doctors looked at him and went, "Well, you know what? There's a full another month of healing left in that finger."
Jake, can we just look at that finger?
It's like that that WWE gif that goes everywhere where they're just punching the legs.
Ricky definitely does because last year, remember Gustav Nyquist? Everyone wanted him because his cap wouldn't hit until the playoffs.
Yeah, no,
he was on LTIR, but it's why everyone wanted him. I can't remember who got him though.
We're reshuffling on the fly since Liam jumped into the silly season report. So we're going to say a shout out to our friends at Greta. Thank you for hosting an amazing event on Sunday?
Saturday
brunch for Ben. We had a packed house, a great time. Tyler was hosting. We had plenty of prizes. I personally won the greatest prize. I have Kevin the Wolf. He is up in my office. He is inspiration. He's got steely-eyed look about him. I just feel more powerful when he's around.
Reminds you to stay hungry and determined.
Always. Go check out Greta pre and post game. Get yourself something to eat. Play some vids. I watched a lot of people just because my table happened to be by the football game. I don't know why Tyler's so good at it, but relative to everybody I saw on Saturday playing the football game, the tab is safe for now.
I came so close. But not close enough to.
I'm getting to the point where I feel like a bit of an elder statesman when it comes to the football game. And like Gretzky with Ovi, I'm okay. My record is made to be broken. I encourage Liam to do it.
Dude,
I saw one attempt.
From me?
Yeah, from you.
Yeah, it's
probably, Waz did you dirty.
Waz did do me dirty on that video.
I don't know if you hit one. Bob Stauffer tweeted out, gentlemen. Closing in on the deadline will be difficult to replicate the impactful Ekholm trade and get a really good player with term. But don't be surprised if the Edmonton Oilers add at least one, possibly two forwards, and definitely need at minimum one depth defenseman will be interesting.
It's just, it's fun. I completely agree with old Bob, but I just don't know how they're going to do it all. But if Nick Seal is available and he is $775K, is he your Nick Bukestad ad?
What's the acquisition cost?
That's the thing. I don't know. Because
maybe a third? Second?
Maybe. If you do like Sila and
Lawton.
Oh, two different teams. So if you do Sealer, you can do Sealer for what, like the third or whatever. You can still go find like your Toffoli.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the same team. I would love Nick Sealer because he can play. He plays top 4 minutes right now for Philly, right, Tyler?
Yeah. And Frank nicknamed him Nicky Nail Gunner. Nicky Nail Guns.
Nicky Nail.
Well, you got to pick up Nicky Nail.
Nick the Nailer.
Nick the Nailer.
First of all, can we just Sealer. Nail down? Nicky. Can we the nail down the real nickname first?
Neck. I feel like.
I'm gonna put my hood up.
I've been staring at it this whole time. I'd like you to upgrade your Band-Aid game. Maybe some of the sunshine. You know,
nice. We'll get Cars ones.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen. Ka-chow.
That's what it felt like last night. Ka-chow.
Thought you were sleeping and don't remember. Story's not lining up. Well, interesting. Trust me,
you remember when that happens.
Sounds like there was a passionate affair happening.
Sounds to me.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
Snacks were had. Wine was opened. Liam was fast asleep. Look at him. Look at the grin on his face.
Now we are at the hour.
What is happening in the Liam Horbin household?
I think we know.
I have an idea, but it's not meant for your ears, fair listener.
I'm going to cut all of this before I get in trouble.
She doesn't listen to this anyway. Frank Saravalli on Warren Fogle. The Oilers have been gauging the market on what it will cost to dump a contract or two in trade, independent of whatever deadline deals that they're going to make. Fogle has been fine insurance to keep, but as a free agent, the Oilers won't be re-signing him, and it is the easiest piece to part with in order to make room for upgrades. Thoughts on potentially having Fogle as a cap dump?
What do you get for him?
No, you need more depth, not less depth.
What do you get for Fogle?
Beans.
Magic?
Like the kind that grow, or like what are we talking about?
I can't.
Can you get a second for Fogle?
No.
Third?
Maybe.
Could you get a person that is alive for Fogle? Prospect. Help the Condors.
How do you not get a second for Fogle?
Because he's Warren Fogle.
Are you just anti-Warren Fogle?
No, I love Fogle. I don't want him to be traded.
I don't want him traded. They need more depth.
Funny how that has changed over the years.
Mm. Yeah, he used to be called Gogol coming out of Tyler's mouth. See what I did there?
I remember a time that, yeah, he wasn't such a big fan of him.
Well, something to think about.
My only thing is that if you can come back with the return, that you can take that return, add it to whatever else you have, and add a substantially better player than what you're looking at right now. If that's how you get your Ekholm this year, then I'm for it.
Listen, I wasn't overly keen on the idea of trading Tyson Berry last year. Worked out great.
Did.
You know?
They just have such a clear need for bottom six scoring, and moving Fogle is the opposite of
that. I agree with you too.
What happens if Connor Brown starts scoring?
What happens if I morph into a unicorn and fly out of the fucking building? Be a sight to see.
Be good.
That's all I'm saying.
Good for everyone. Good for content.
Lastly, just to wrap up the silly season report from 32 Thoughts. When it comes to the Edmonton Oilers, watch, and I quote, watch when Cody Ceci scored to make it 5-0 Edmonton over Pittsburgh. The bench went bonkers. Players aren't dumb. They know it's money in, money out. If they add, Ceci could be a cap casualty. That was their way of showing support. As mentioned earlier, Edmonton is believed to have offered a first rounder to Calgary for Tanev, but a player had to go. The same possibility exists with Philadelphia in pursuit of one of their defensemen. Edmonton is going to ride with Stuart Skinner, who is excellent on Saturday in Seattle. So the question becomes, which player do the Oilers prioritize with their best assets? It appears to be a defenseman. They are looking at a few different options. They don't seem to believe they've got a great shot at Gensel. They've talked to Anaheim about a double deal with Carrick and Henrique. They like Toffoli, but as written earlier, I'm not convinced he's going anywhere. They could add multiple pieces. The challenge is trying to figure out what is the biggest and most important. There you go. 32 thoughts.
Elliot Friedman. That's a lot in there. I do like the idea of adding two centers.
I love it.
Ever since you brought up the idea, Liam, of Henrique and Sam Carrick, and then you have Connor, Leon, those two, all of a sudden your depth at center is real nice.
Cloud's a winger.
Unreal.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Let's get to Dan's 3v3 game for our friends at Nation Gear. Of course, there's the Brownlee auction happening. We're going to do this real quick, Tyler. A date with Tyler and Jay. That is currently up for bid right now. It is up to $700 as we're recording.
And it's only been like a day and a half, which is wild.
People want to hang out with you.
So we're going to the game against Buffalo on the 21st. We take you to Greta beforehand. Games, drink, food on us. We make our way to the game. Me, you, a friend, and Jay watch the game together from a loge table. And I have a sneaking suspicion our friend Jay may be I won't be picking up the tab, but Jay will be picking up the tab at the end of the night at the loge table as well. So you're going to eat, drink, be merry, and it's all going to go to a good cause because we're supporting Brownlee's family.
Can you confirm once and for all that hoots will be had?
Hoots will be had.
There you go. That's all I need to know. NationGear.ca, get in on the Robin Brownlee auction. Go for a little date night with Jay and Tyler. It's adorable. I've done it. It's fun. Dan, you're up.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun last week doing the Edmonton St. Louis connection.
I won, by the way, just for the record.
Three game. Yes. Bag milk. Congratulations.
I was second.
on the voting there. I got some votes too, which I didn't think was fair because my team was pretty bad.
Tyler.
But
Tyler sucked the hind banana.
We're going to do another 3v3. Rick's first attempt at this, so I'll explain it to Rick and anybody else that's been listening that hasn't been able to check it out yet. It's just a really simple, quick draft game. Rapid fire between the five of us. We'll go in snake order. I have already selected the draft order for today. And you're just going to be picking two forwards, one defenseman, and a goalie that have both played for the Edmonton Oilers and the Boston Bruins this time, of course, because we're playing Boston tonight. So that is your parameters for the game. The draft order, as mentioned earlier, are going to be Liam, myself, Tyler, Rick, and then Bagged Milk for today's game.
Winner goes last.
Liam, you are on the board, currently selecting an Oiler and a Bruin. Go ahead.
Bill Ramford.
Ooh, going in net.
Asshole.
Good pick.
That is a good pick.
I'm also going to follow in that same thread because this is a shallow goaltending pool. I'm going to go with Andy Moog.
Yeah, enjoy Jonas Gustafsson, somebody. Yeah,
that's a tough somebody's one. Getting the monster.
So Bill Ramford and Andy Moog over to Tyler with a third pick.
I will take the player who I think is the best skater. I actually totally forgot he played for the Bruins, but he appeared in 18 games. Give me Paul Coffey.
Paul Coffey off the board to Tyler. Over to Rick. Rick with the fourth pick.
I thought you were going
to
say Seth Griffith.
Would have been an option.
I'm just going to step. I'm going to go with the old good boy there, Taylor Hall.
Halsey off the board. Bag Milk, you have two picks.
You jabroni. The answer is easy. I'm going up front with my first pick, Bill Guerin. Mm-hmm. Bill mm-hmm. Guerin was a stud. Mm-hmm. Still is. And then, because apparently my goalie situation is going to be garbage no matter what happens. I'm going to pick a defenseman, but whomst shall it be, Daniel? Whomst shall it be?
Only Paul Coffey off the board so far. So
I am going to go with...
Take Corey Potter.
Corey Power Potter play? Corey Potter power play. Stepped on Taylor Hall's head. Mm-hmm. Rick should have him. Reunited. I'm going to go. I really, really wanted Paul Coffey. You know what? Damn it, I'm in. Bob Beers. You're mine.
Hell yeah.
You are mine, Bob Beers.
You bought the beers. Go ahead, Rick.
All right, so who's voting on this?
Listeners. The people.
The listeners. Mm-hmm. Do you think we have a lot of older listeners or younger listeners?
Oh, demographic is...
We have a lot of Montreal Canadian listeners to this still.
Oh, dear
They're
God.
All dead.
The ones that aren't dead, they do listen to this. So, older demographic.
Well, if we're going to go with the older, I'm going with the rat, Ken Linsman.
That's a good pick.
Oh, nice. That's a really good pick. I like that one.
Linsman was left off the board last week, so...
I'm going to go with Adam Oates.
Oh, son of a gun.
Oates.
Now I have to take Benoit Pouliot, don't I? Damn it. It's not my turn unless Dan's going to take it.
It is my turn first. I am going to draft. Man, I really like that Oates pick. I had him last week. I'm going to have him again. Craig McTavish.
Oh, my good God.
Is an Edmonton Oiler.
Yeah, you're like Ken Holland. You just keep going back to the same players over and over again.
Yep. Facts every time. And then I also am going to select a defenseman. What do
you mean? It's my turn.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, Liam. Sorry. I apologize. Sorry. Jeez,
Liam. Let me check something here. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
Okay. Yeah. That's what
somebody
I
look.
Sergei Samsonov.
Nice.
So I'll go
2006 deadline acquisition.
So is Liam picking twice here?
Yeah.
Liam is picking twice. So he took Samson off. He's also going to select.
Oh, golly Wally. This is not
a forward, a goalie. He needs a defenseman and a forward.
I thought about it. There's not many other options.
And he's a DJ.
I will go Joe Murphy.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice.
Liked him.
I like Joe Murphy.
Dan?
Legendary pick. I am going to select Steady Steve Steos for the defenseman for my squad. Mm-hmm. Over to you, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm going to just take probably. Oh, God, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take Anson Carter.
Ooh, nice.
Anson Carter off the board.
Team I got.
I hate my team.
Rick?
Not a fan.
Well, I'm down to two defensemen here, but I'm going to go with a bigger body. I'm going Dan McGillis.
Ah, It's nice.
I like Dan McGillis.
90s throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Bag Milk, you have two picks in a row.
Okay, I need another forward. So my boy Miro Shatan coming to town. Miro Shatan.
On your way.
I got to pick a goalie, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Oh, I totally punted on the goalies. I'm getting so fucked. There's only five who've ever played.
Five that have played. So the remaining options are Norm Foster, Marco Barron, and Jonas Gustafsson.
Did you enjoy Gretzky on your team last week, Bag Milk?
I will not pick Jonas Gustafsson. So I'm going to go with
Marco
Barron.
The Barron in your net.
Early 80s.
Played one game.
One game with the Oilers. Still counts.
Lost it. Had a 778 save percentage.
Is that bad?
Bag Milk, your second and last pick? Last pick?
I just did two. I did Miro Shatan.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't write down Shatan. There we go. Perfect. Back to you, Rick.
Don't you have to take a goalie?
I do have to take a goalie. And I believe you...
Do you, though?
Why can't I play with an empty net?
You could, but...
No. There's no way. We can't change the rules.
Jonas Gustafsson is Rick's pick.
Is it?
It's forced.
Are you taking Norm Foster?
Or are you going to go?
I'm taking Norm Foster because he was 2 wins in 3 games. That's you really don't know what you have there. I think there's a lot, there's a bigger upside.
Tyler really feels like he talked you into that one because Tyler is on the board and he selects.
I have to take Jonas Gustafsson.
You have to.
I like my pick. I got the monster, baby.
He did play 7 whole games with the Oilers.
I remember all of them.
Up with an 8-7-8 too. So
with my top final pick on the wing, I'm going to grab Brad Isbister.
Big game winner against Detroit.
It's true.
2006.
The big is.
And then Liam with his final two.
Is that Isbister or is that Winchester?
That was Winchester.
Final pick of the draft, Mr. Irrelevant, Andrew Ferentz.
Wow. That's aggressive. I wouldn't say that to his
former
face.
Former captain. Loves running upstairs.
What was that club he started?
The November Project.
The November Project, yeah. So I have Bill Ranford, Andrew Ferentz, Joe Murphy, and Sergei Samsonov. I much more preferred my team from last week.
Stay tuned to our social media where Waz will be putting all of our lineups up for you to vote, listeners.
Vote for me just out of protest, I feel like.
Protesting what? Didn't you win last time?
Yeah.
There you go.
Got my vote.
3v3.
Let's wrap up the podcast real quick, everybody. Score prediction tonight against the Bruins. Rick, you're up.
5-1.
Edmonton. Tyler.
Oilers win 4-3 in overtime.
Liam.
6-2 Edmonton Oilers.
Wahoo, Dan.
5-4 in a shootout. Oilers.
Okay, good.
You got a 4-2 win coming at you. Book that one in right now. Big Oilers win, looking for 5 in a row. We will talk to you on Friday. Have a great week, everybody.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.